In the next few movies, we're going to take a look at an exciting new feature that we'll encounter in Lightroom's Develop module. And this new feature is called Upright. Upright allows us to quickly make perspective or leveling corrections to our photographs. And as you'll discover, this feature is really helpful in a number of different situations, working with different types of photographs. Well, here in this first movie, we're going to take a look at how we can use Upright in order to level out two different photographs. And in order to really focus in on the photographs, what I'm going to do is close the panels on the left-hand side by clicking on this triangle icon here. All right, well, now we can see this image better. This is a portrait that I captured of Russell Brown, the senior creative director at Adobe. And if you look at it closely, you'll notice that it's tilted. Well, I want to correct that using Upright. In order to do that, we'll navigate to our lens corrections panel and we'll open it up. Now, the first step that you want to take here is to navigate to the Basic tab. And in the Basic tab, you want to click on the option to enable profile corrections. Now, this is a really important first step. And it's important because by doing this, it will ensure that the results later when we're using Upright will be that much better. Now, what is enable profile corrections? Well, if we click on the Profile tab, we'll see. What this allows us to do is to make certain corrections to our photograph based on the metadata in the file. Now, in this case, this file had some metadata which said it was captured with a Canon camera and a particular lens. Lightroom will then take that information and make any needed corrections to the photograph. Now, if you have an image and it doesn't have this information in it, in other words, if the enable profile corrections is grayed out, no big deal, just skip that step and then make your way to the second step. That being said, if you're able to do that, you almost always want to check on this option first to enable profile corrections. Next, when working with Upright, it's almost always a good idea to constrain the crop. That way, you'll just see the image rather than distorted edges. So again, you almost always want to turn that on, although it isn't essential when it comes to leveling. Yet still, it's a good idea to turn on that checkbox. Next, to level this photograph out, all that we need to do is to click on the Level button. Now you can see that Lightroom did a phenomenal job. If we click on the toggle switch for lens corrections, we can view the before and after. Here it is. Here's before, now here's after. All right, well, let's take a look at another situation. In this case, I'm going to take a look at this picture here. It's an environmental portrait of Jack O'Neill, the man who invented the wetsuit. There he is on his porch in his house, which is literally hanging over the Pacific Ocean. Yet one of the things that I notice is that the horizon line isn't level. And this particular Upright feature of leveling is going to be most helpful in those landscape photographs where your horizon line is off. So what we can do here is simply go through the steps, which I highlighted with that previous photograph. Again, first step is to enable profile corrections. The next step is to turn on constrain crop. And then last but not least, all that we need to do is to click on this button here, which takes advantage of this new feature, which is called Upright. It allows us to level our photographs off. I always like to look at the before and after view. So to do that, we'll click on the flip switch. There is before, and now here is after. In this case, it's a subtle, yet nonetheless, very significant improvement to the photograph. All right, well, now that we know how to work with the leveling feature in Upright, let's go ahead and dig a little bit deeper because we are just barely scratching the surface when it comes to Upright. And so let's go ahead and learn some more about how we can use Upright in the next movie.